Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The hearings today at the Senate Judiciary Committee begin for the confirmation process of Judge Amy Coney Barrett. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, today begins the opening session of the Senate Judiciary Committee, and this will involve statements from the members of the Judiciary Committee and a statement from Judge Amy Coney Barrett. Tomorrow, the questioning will begin, followed by other days, 3 to 4 days worth of hearings that will focus on other individuals, experts, in terms of their opinion, their experience with Judge Barrett. She is a prime choice, impeccable choice, frankly, Holly, for this seat on the United States Supreme Court. President Trump could not have done better. She is good all the way around, both personality, academic, in practice as a judge as well, but most particularly for our main concern, and that is this. She is an originalist, a constitutionalist, somebody who is going to take the intent and the actual words of the Constitution and the statutes she reviews to mean what they actually say.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what we're looking for, and that's what we need on the court, is a judge who actually follows the law, who interprets the law according to the Constitution, not a justice who is an activist, like we already have some of those, and that is a problem. So, you know, President Trump made a wise decision with her. I mean, her credentials are outstanding, her recommendations are outstanding, but that is the key that we look for in a justice.
And since 2017, she served on the Chicago-based Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, and that governs several states in that geographical area. So she's already been confirmed by the Senate within the last 3 years, and also some of those senators at the time were at least three Democrats that voted in her favor. And so we'll see. This is going to be a close vote, but it is a critical vote because here what we have is the seat that was occupied by the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was a very activist judge, the most activist in recent history on the bench. She always sided on the side of abortion, notwithstanding what the Constitution said. She sided on the side of same-sex marriage, notwithstanding that it's not in the Constitution. And she frequently, more often than not, was on the wrong side of religious freedom cases as recently as this year, and certainly as the religious freedom clashes with the LGBT, she's always on the opposite right side. So this is a significant seat to fill, and especially with Judge Barrett. We don't know exactly how she's going to vote in any particular case. No one does. But what we do know is her judicial philosophy, and that's what you use to select a judge. What do they believe about the Constitution? Is it a living document that judges reinterpret and remold according to time and their own particular viewpoints? Or is it a document that has meaning and the judge, or in this case, justice, is bound by the intent and words of that document? And I think that's the only way you have a judge, somebody who believes in the original intent and language of the Constitution in the text right that's before them.
And of course, you mentioned the living document. That's what the activists, that's why they're fighting against her in this whole issue of having a constitutionalist, because they want it to be a quote unquote living document so that they can, you know, pursue same-sex marriage and abortion. Those are the, like, the two key issues that have to do on the Supreme Court.
Yeah, you have that. And of course, you also have Second Amendment. And mm-hmm. So what they can't get passed through the legislative process, they want to have at least five people impose their will on a national basis from the high court.
And that's not their job.
That's not their job. These judges are supposed to judge.
Right.
Not legislate from the
right
bench. And that makes a huge difference. Judge Amy Coney Barrett is someone who, as I said, has served at the Court of Appeals for the last 3 years. She's participated in over 500 opinions. Her particular judicial philosophy is well known. She clerked formerly at the United States Supreme Court after law school with the late Justice Scalia. And she follows that originalism that Scalia has or had and what he promoted, being adhering to the constitutional text and language and meaning. And, of course, in addition to Scalia's judicial philosophy, she also has Scalia's personality, if you will, because Scalia was best friends with Judge Justice Ginsburg, even though politically and ideologically, judicially, they were on opposite ends of the spectrum. But they got along with each other. And that's the way with Judge Barrett. She has 34 members that are attorneys that she clerked with all of the different judges back at the time she clerked at the Supreme Court. And when she was up for confirmation at the Court of Appeals, all 34 of them, not 33, not 30, all 34 of those joined in a letter. And they say, we're not always in agreement with her. All of them, some of them are, some of them weren't. But collectively, you know, they have different disagreements on the law. But it says we're Democrats, we're Republicans, we're independents. We have diverse points of view on politics, judicial philosophy, and much else. Yet we all write to support the nomination of Professor Barrett to the circuit judge of the United States Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit. Professor Barrett, they said, is a woman of remarkable intellect and character. She is eminently qualified for the job. This view is unanimous. Every law clerk from October term 1998 has joined this letter. That's incredible.
Every law clerk. And let's look at, she also had the unanimous support of 49 of her Notre Dame law colleagues. All of those, all 49 of those, called her a model of the fair, impartial, and sympathetic judge.
Yeah, and that's very, very unusual. Because you get some people, obviously, they're ideologically opposite.
Sure.
But one of the things they recognized in Judge Barrett is a collegiality, a respect. And even though they may not agree with her judicial philosophy, she's an originalist, and some are more on the activist side, they respected her. They even would go to her for her opinion because it was challenging to them. And so, you know, on the Supreme Court, not only do you need someone who is an originalist, but you also need somebody who can then have collegiality right. with some of the other justices. Because look, let's face it, that helps in persuading somebody to change their vote on these very, very close cases.
Right. For example, she had a bipartisan group of law professors, those from Harvard, Stanford, and other law schools around the country, that urged the Senate Judiciary Committee to confirm her to the Seventh Circuit, describing her as rigorous, fair-minded, respectful, and constructive.
I don't think,
that's amazing.
Holly, I've ever seen a nominee so widely acclaimed by people across the different spectrums, ideologically, politically, judicial philosophy, all unanimous joining together in support of Judge Barrett. Of course, she was Professor Barrett back then when they did that 3 years ago. Now she's Judge Barrett because she has been on the Court of Appeals for 3 years, and pray that she will soon be Justice Barrett. This is a seat that needs to be filled. Last week, Monday, the Supreme Court already started their brand new term, so they've already heard two amazing oral arguments on October the 5th as well as on October 6th. Major cases have already been argued. Mm. Now, the problem is we have additional major cases coming up in early November.
And there's just eight of them right now, so
yeah,
that could be a problem.
One of those cases is a major First Amendment case involving a Catholic Charities adoption and foster care ministry that's being forced to accept LGBT as part of its adoption process, and it says it can't do it without violating its religious freedom. That's coming up in early November, right after the election. That's why she needs to be seated before then, because that's a critical case, and it could likely be a 4-4 split, meaning that the lower court decision will stand, which was not a good decision. It went against the religious freedom component that's being argued. So this seat needs to be filled. Judge Barrett is the person to fill it. You can go to lc.org/Barrett. lc.org/Barrett. That's our website where we're putting all the information about Judge Barrett together. You can use that. I encourage you to message it. You can also be part of signing a petition and also a fax program to the senators to encourage the swift confirmation of Judge Amy Coney Barrett. lc.org/Barrett.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.